You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., episode number 1445.
You know, once I shattered that boundary or that ceiling of the ceiling of my value, what could I contribute and what could I expect to receive for that contribution? Once that limit shattered, you know, it's a very powerful thing what happens in the mind when you break through something, right? And that's what happened for me, is that it just broke that limit. It broke that belief that I was not valuable.
This is game-changing information guaranteed to raise your real estate wholesaling business with actionable steps you can take immediately to navigate the ins and outs of wholesaling and start making money today. Join us as we put our guests in the hot seat and dive deep to dissect their strategies for success to enable you to duplicate their results. You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., the only show dedicated to making you a fortune in wholesaling.
Rhino Nation, I am fired up for this podcast. I'm your host today, Brent Bowers, and I'm so excited to interview Jamil Damji. This guy is going to blow your socks off. He's going to be sharing how he got started as a young wholesaler and, crazy enough, how an attorney is the one that taught him how to wholesale for free. My favorite word, free. My favorite word is the F word, free. And this attorney, Jamil, was going through the entire phone book and he was going to call every single attorney until he figured out how to solve the problem that he was trying to solve and how he made over $47,000 on his first assignment fee, his first wholesale fee. And hear this, he was actually trying to rent this house, but couldn't afford the rent in the basement of this house that he ended up assigning the contract to developers. So he's going to walk you through that. He's going to walk you through what's working today. And hey, I want you to stick around for the entire episode because he's going to tell you how one of his students made a $25,000 assignment fee with a website that followed up for him over 19 times. All right, guys, enjoy the episode. Let's get right into it. Jamil Damji, welcome to the Wholesaling Inc. podcast.
How are you doing, Brent? I'm great, dude. Good to see you again. Always a pleasure to be around you.
Good to see you too. I mean, just the energy that you put out all the time, it's definitely, it's inspiring. And I see how you inspire your community, how so many of them are doing deals. So it's great to have you on the Wholesaling Inc. podcast.
Thank you, bro.
You know, I'm sure a lot of Rhino Nation's already familiar with what you're up to, but take a minute and kind of talk about what you're like, you know, how you got started, a little bit about your story, and we'll get into what you're up to now.
Cool. So, you know, I'm in love with the world of wholesale. I specifically am really focused on the single family world, but I started wholesaling young, right? I've been doing this for over 20 years, and you know, I wasn't classically trained by anybody, so I never, you know, had the luxury of having learned from a Brent Daniels or a Brent Bowers or anything like that. I had to figure it out on my own. That was fun. It was cool at that time. But, you know, my first deal happened by accident. You know, I kind of wedged myself into a conversation these developers were having, and they weren't really interested in talking to me. But when I found out what they needed, which was a house to demolish, I realized where I could bring utility. And so, you know, I was walking my dog one day, actually the next day after, you know, eavesdropping on this conversation these developers were having, and I cold called a lady who had a rental property. It was right in the same neighborhood that I was living in. This is where this kind of, you know, luxury development was happening. I was living in this basement suite. Now, I had actually tried to rent this house a few months earlier, but it was like $200 out of my budget. So that just kind of gives you an idea of where I was financially in my life, right? That like $200 a month, that adjusted where I lived. And so I called a lady and I just was real. I just said, hey, look, you know, I noticed that you still have this house for rent. It's been on the market for quite some time. Would you potentially sell it? And she just said for the right price, and I asked what that price was, and she told me $350,000 would be the number that she'd be happy with. And so I go and ask the developers what they pay for that, and their response was $400,000. And so now I have a $50,000 problem to solve, right? Because most people would have just said, hey, I can get you this house for $350,000, and then maybe the developers would have pieced you off a couple $1,000s, and away you go, yep. Right? But I was just thinking differently. I wanted to bring myself into the conversation and into the transaction. And so I start going to family and asking if someone would loan me $350,000 to buy this house that I can sell for $400,000, and nobody's taking a chance on Jamil, right? Like, there's just no chance I'm getting that loan. So I start cold calling lawyers, and I finally get to an attorney, David Steed. So I got all the way to the letter S in the phone book, and David Steed, fresh out of law school, answers his phone. I tell him my problem and he's like, oh, that's super easy. It's this process called a skip transfer. And I'm like, okay, well, what do you mean? He's like, well, it's simple. You need two contracts that are the same, one where you're the buyer and one where you're the seller. The only difference is on the first one where you're the buyer, you need to make sure your buyer name reads your name and or assignee. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then what? He's like, well, everything else on the contracts has to be the same. So the closing date, the title attorney, all that has to line up. The only difference is on your purchase price, you're at $350 and on your sale price, you're at $400. And then I said, what do I do? He's like, you just bring those to me. And then what? In a couple of weeks, I'll have a check for you. I'm like, that's it? He's like, yeah, that's it. So I do it. You know, I go to the lady's house and I get her to sign a contract with me for $350,000. She was like, okay. I go to the developers and I sign a contract with them for $400,000. And they're like, yeah, they weren't even thinking I was going to get this thing done, right? They would have paid more, but I didn't know the art of negotiation at the time. I was just excited that this was going to happen. And so they really wanted it to happen because $400 was still a good number. Actually, they should have been paying $500 for it. But $400 was a great number for them. So they were really wanting this to go down. And then, you know, they're getting reached out to by the closing attorney and they're like, this is actually going to happen. And so they're just like, not even saying a word. They just go in, you know, sign the docs, wire the money. And I get a phone call from David Steed and he says, I got your cashier's check. And it was $47,000 and change. And it just changed my entire life. Because now
holy cow.
Yeah, dude. And like, this is coming from a guy who couldn't rent a specific place for two because of $200 a month, right? So it changed a paradigm for me in my mind of what was possible. And you know, once I shattered that boundary or that ceiling of the ceiling of my value, what could I contribute and what could I expect to receive for that contribution? Once that limit shattered, you know, it's a very powerful thing what happens in the mind when you break through something, right? And that's what happened for me is that it just broke that limit. It broke that belief that I was not valuable. And away I went, you know, and I've rode that wave ever since. And, you know, it allowed me to change my financial destiny, the destiny of my families, and, you know, and now thousands of people as well. And so it's humbling, you know, and I'm grateful for that experiment. I'm grateful for that time. I'm grateful for all of the lessons, the ups, the downs, because it built me into the guy that gets to do this today. And I get just a tremendous amount of joy being able to share that knowledge with other people. And you know, I get rich at the same time. So it's like, what could be better, right? Than, you know, being handsomely paid for generously helping people.
Man, I'm just still blown away that attorney Steed is the one that taught you how to wholesale.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, just there's so many things I want to break apart during that process. You just ask questions, you know, what would be the right price? The seller said for a good, right, the right price. You asked her another question. You didn't answer her. You asked her a question. Well, what would that price be?
Yeah.
Same thing with the developer. What could you pay? You know, that's some pure, like that's pure gold nugget, Rhino Nation, for just listening to that, just asking questions. We want to be so quick to know the answer, and we don't have to know the answer. We can just turn around with the question or a redirection. You know, what would you pay? That's pure gold. I don't want anybody missing that. And then the fact that, holy cow, you called until the S's. I assume you probably would have called until you ran out of attorneys, what it sounded like.
Yeah. I wasn't going to give up, right? And it was so funny because, like, these secretaries, right? Like, so Steed's office ends up doing, I don't know, after that, few hundred deals with me. And I end up becoming, you know, one of his most like important customers, right? Because I did all my deals in his office, you know, the entire time I lived in that country. And so the fact that these legal secretaries wouldn't let me talk to the attorney, right? It was, of course, they're doing their job and I respect their role and I know that what they're doing matters, right? But it was that filtration system that caused them not to earn my business, which is interesting, right? That they have that filtration of the legal secretary that's, you know, keeping you from talking to the principal, you know, in that organization. And then on top of that, I've got the CEO's secret weapon.
You're making me think of this book,
okay.
The CEO's Secret Weapon by Jan Jones. She used to be Tony Robbins' executive assistant.
Wow.
But I think it was Elvis Presley. The actual assistant was responsible for finding him the talent of getting him a booking
wow.
to make his first recording.
Wow.
So it's like, that's a very, our executive assistants have a lot of power, or our secretaries have a lot of power.
And they can destroy things for you, or they could, you know, what's really interesting that you even bring that up today. So today I had the opportunity to talk to Edward Collins. I don't know if you know him, who he is.
Sounds familiar. I don't know.
He's a tax guy, famous tax guy. He's got like, you know, millions of followers and subscribers online. My assistant is, you know, creating opportunities for me, you know, sending out cold DMs for collaborations, and, you know, they DM him. And him and I get on a call today, and it was phenomenal, right? Like, it was a beautiful conversation. And, you know, I'm going to be flying out to Miami to collab with him, and he's going to give me some insights on taxes and how I can say, because I'm, you know, I'm going to pay $1 million in tax this year again. It's just like a heartbreaking thing to do, you know? And I know that I could have done better with respect to saving myself a tremendous amount of money had I done the right things last year to save, which I didn't do. And so, you know, this for 2024, I ain't playing with this tax situation again, right? But my EA is responsible for that relationship. But just like that, those legal secretaries were responsible for withholding what would have probably been, you know, $1 million in fees that their attorney would have been able to get. Instead, David Steed got it. But these secretaries stopped their attorney from being able to meet me. You know, and so you never know who's on the other side of a phone call. You never know where someone's going to go or who someone's going to become, which is, you know, another reason why you should just always be good to people, right? Be nice to everybody you can be, you know, be honest. And maybe someday somebody doesn't seem like they're going to be important, or they don't seem like they're going to add any value to you. But again, you don't know who someone's going to become next year or, next week.
Executives.
You know,
speaking of your executive assistant, Sangeetha,
like, yeah,
she's the one that said, "Hey, do you want to interview Jamil?" And I was like, "Heck yeah, let's do it."
That's so cool. I mean, and she told me, was like, she said, "You know, you're going to do this podcast with Brent Bowers." I'm like, "Nope, I love Brent." So this is, you know, it's a, and again, like, somebody from my team reached out, you know, and here we are getting to do this podcast today, which is super cool, man.
Well, let's talk about, like, what, I mean, you mentioned it. You mentioned that you've changed thousands of lives, and you're changing their children's lives and maybe even their parents' lives. You know, I see it. I see it all the time with the, you know, Rhino Nation, the people we coach.
Right.
They're changing, I mean, just the ripple effect, their families, their in-laws, their parents, their children, their nephews and their nieces. You know, what is working right now for you and your community? I mean, what's working today in 2024? Because things shift and change, but we can always make money no matter what real estate market we're in.
Of course. So there's quite a few things that are working really well for, you know, my Keegley, my companies, and then for the students as well, right? So there's no secret that we have less inventory than we've had in many years. And that's a product of a few things. There's less homes being built, but that's not really what we wholesale, right? We wholesale houses that are in need of love, a need of repositioning or some forced appreciation, right? So we like the junkers, the hoarder houses, that kind of thing, right? So what happened to those houses? Why are so few of them seeing the market? Well, the reality is that 70% of the homes in the United States have interest rates sub 4%, right? And there's this thing called the lock-in effect that has kept a lot of that inventory from finding its way onto the market because people are enjoying these really low interest rates. And so that has created an issue. Now, because of that, going direct to seller and you know, pulling a big list and, you know, texting a big list or cold calling a big list, it's not working as well today as it was 2 years ago. Even Brent and I were talking the other day, and, you know, right now his number one lead magnet is pay-per-click. That's his number one performing lead magnet for wholesale opportunities. And I'm like, well, what's your worst one? Cold calling. I'm like, no crap. Ugh. He's like, yeah, dude. But, you know, it's like, look, at the end of the day, you got to pivot. You got to do, you got to shift. And Brent's just phenomenal at being really, really in his business to know when he needs to turn a dial up and when he needs to turn a dial down. And so, and he's so beautifully transparent with everybody to share that information with folks too. Cause like most people will be like, hey, I got the cheat code right now. It's this, but I'm not going to tell anybody because I want to swim in this ocean myself for a long time. Right. Brent, like, he gets that. And he first thing he does is come on a wholesale hotline and share that information with everybody because that's just who he is, you know? And so with that said, for me right now in our business, agent outreach right now, phenomenal resource, real estate agents. And it's from cold outreach to reaching out on listings that are, you know, 30, 60, 90, 120 days seasoned on, you know, the MLS and no activity, right? Really looking for ripe motivation. So at some point, let's just look at a house that's been on the market 120 days. Okay. And let's take the psychology of this situation. Okay. 120 days in, that's a disappointed seller because what the agent promised isn't happening. You've got an agent right now who is, you know, a month or two away from being fired, right? Because a listing agreement is 180 days max. So, you know, at most 2 months away from an expired listing, you've got an agent who knows that the house is overpriced because they're in the business. They understand the only reason this property is not selling is because we don't have it priced right. And so you've got this ingredients, you got the ingredients and the circumstances that are ripe for negotiation. And so the hardest part about that situation is getting the agent to have the hard conversation with their seller because they know they overpromised and are under delivering. They know it. They know that they wanted to get the listing. They hoped that some sucker was going to come and buy it at the higher price, or they expected their seller would eventually reduce price without a lot of friction or resistance. And it didn't happen. So now the agent is in this interesting situation. They're 2 months away from being fired where they're going to lose the listing anyways. And now, if I'm smart, I'm going to approach that listing agent directly. And I'm not going to bring in a buyer's agent into the conversation. I'm going to go directly to the listing agent and I'm going to incentivize that listing agent with double the commission because if they're representing me and the seller, now they get 6% instead of 3%, right? And I'm going to incentivize them with the argument. I'm going to hand deliver to that agent how to talk to their seller. And if I do that with the right tone, with the right intention, and the right positioning of delivery, I will get price acceptance from that realtor. And if I do that and I get that, I'm like 8 out of 10 times they'll be able to sell it to their seller, right? Now, my business and how I do this is, if let's just say in a day you're a wholesaler and you talk to 10 real estate agents that have houses sitting on the market 120 days or more. And if you gave 10 verbals a day, 1 out of 10 of those verbals will turn into a contract. Now, if you do that 5 days a week, you should have at least 4 to 5 deals in play every week. Now, out of those 4 to 5 deals in play every week, at least one of them should stick. Right? So if you do this working backwards, what I just explained to you is the keys to 4 deals a month minimum. 4 deals a month with an average deal size in, across the country of $15,000. Okay. That's $60,000 in opportunity that right now you can just do exactly what I just said and create for yourself a $60,000 a month business. And how many people are actually going to do it?
You read my mind. I was sitting here thinking, that's it. We just have to make enough offers every day, every single day of the week. You know, God commanded us to take at least one day off. We don't have to work. We can take the Sabbath, but do that 6 days a week, you know, just like working out, you know.
Just do it 5 days a week. Just do it. Guys, this is the other piece that like is just, there are platforms out there right now that'll do it for you on autopilot. Right? I'm not the only one with something like that. There's so many different versions of what Astroblaster is, right? That's my agent outreach, you know, AI tool.
And how can people find out more about
go to theastroblaster.com and check it out. But like I'll quickly give you an example, okay? So a guy in my community, AJ Pratt, works a 9-to-5 job. He gets in and he gets super excited when he gets started, right? Like first week, gung-ho AJ, right? He's learning. He's really, really fired up. And he makes a bunch of phone calls. And on that first week, and sets up follow-ups in his Astroblaster platform. And then what happens? Life. Okay. You know, family stuff, work stuff, couple weekends, too much party. It doesn't become a priority more. It loses its prioritization in his life. So fortunately for AJ, he set up his Astroblaster to auto follow up, and his Astroblaster followed up with this one agent 19 times.
19 times. Holy cow.
So 19 times I texted the agent saying, hey, you know, and different variations of the same thing, but like, hey, anything I can look at today that's you haven't listed yet that could be a potential opportunity for me? And it just rewords that in 19 different varieties, right? So that it doesn't seem like it's a robot. You want to know how many times that agent responded? None.
Oh.
No, except on the 19th time. After the 19th message, the agent responds with just an address and a price. That's it. Nothing for 19 messages, bro. The 18 messages prior, not a word. Here's the funny thing is that you or I or AJ or anybody else for that matter would have given up after four.
Yeah.
At most.
For sure.
At most, we would have given up after four ghosting responses, right? We were like, this guy doesn't want to talk to me. They're not even replying. So
yeah.
So the fact that this platform auto followed up and AJ makes $25,000 on that deal, right? And he's
not
a bad day, but he's in tears because he understood. He's like, bro, I wouldn't have done this myself. I wouldn't have done this myself. And so now if you think about this, right, there's tools out there. And why I brought it up wasn't so that people, you know, look at Astroblaster, forget it. Just. But here's,
I'm going to check it out for my land follow-up. Bro, I wouldn't have followed up more than twice.
It's amazing. It's incredible. It's incredible. Happy for you to check into it. It's so good. But that's the thing, right? So you can, if you got a 9-to-5 job out there, you can get yourself into a platform like this. You can set yourself up. Give yourself the luxury of 1 week of effort to set things up, to get the ball kind of rolling, and then give yourself that runway so that you can parachute out of the situation. Because if you're going to a job right now that's sucking your soul out of you, right, you're bringing that home.
Yeah.
You're bringing that to your kids. And you're teaching your children that that's how it's done.
Yeah, that's acceptable, guys.
Yeah, right?
You leave all day long. You come home in a terrible mood. And that's what our kids see as life.
Yep.
And that was me for a little while as well in the military. And luckily, my wife, boy, she stuck around and was like, listen, this is not what I signed up for.
Right.
So I had to make some changes quick.
And you did. And look at you now, you know, and I've met your wife and bro, she's gorgeous. Like you wouldn't have gotten another one like that. You know what I mean?
It's a once in a lifetime
opportunity. And you know, and you did great, but like she deserved better. Right. And you knew she did. And that's why you stood up like a man and you made it happen and you rose to the challenge and you became better. You brought better home and that she'll never forget. She's going to always respect and love you because she saw how you stood up and you did it for the family and you got it done. And now look at you, right? You got it done in the business and you're helping, you know, hundreds of thousands of people out there listen to you. They get to learn from you. They earn because of the knowledge that you've given them. And that legacy will continue on because, like you said earlier, the ripple effect of this, right? The people that get affected by the things that you've been able to teach is just incredible. So,
and you know what's so crazy?
Yeah.
You know what's so crazy about that, Jamil? It's like you and I both, we just took an opportunity. I mean, you took the opportunity to jump in with these developers and you just, I mean, God placed you in that situation and it was up to you whether to act or not.
Yeah.
You had the courage we just gotta, like anybody listening to this, use that to your advantage. Like you don't have to know all the answers. Just jump into the conversation, provide some sort of value. Maybe you don't know what the value is. Maybe ask them, but you will never, no one's ever going to shun you away for trying to add value.
No.
Just take opportunity and there's so many of them and pray for that opportunity. Maybe pray for it if it hasn't come your way yet.
Yeah. I mean, dude, there's so much power in that. And if you're listening to this right now and you're like, Matt, pray. Yeah, pray. Like that's something people they're not realizing is that you've got within you the creator of the entire universe and you just want a wholesale deal. Think about that. Think about it. The creator of this entire universe lives in you, is a part of you, and you just want a wholesale deal. Do you not think that the creator of the universe can bring you into alignment for that to happen? But we don't ask. We don't ask. there's so few, it's become so taboo to collaborate with our creator, dude. It's disgusting. Like, I pray before my live streams, you know, and I've caught a lot of flack for it, dude. I've gotten people DMing me and saying, this is like terrible. Like, I didn't, some people say it's blasphemy to be doing that prior to money-making things, like to bring God into the conversation of earning money, blasphemy. That's what some people say.
It's God's money. It's not ours.
Right? So some people have that opinion, and then others say there's no place for this in business. Keep it secular. And to both sides, I say, be well. We're probably not in alignment, and that's absolutely okay. God bless you, I hope, or not, whatever you want, right? But I'm going to still say God bless you. And I'm going to still say that, you know, I know that there's something better for you in you and outside for you. If you just let it in, if you just invited that into your world, you would be so much better and so much happier. And then they're like, well, I did pray and my life still went bad. I'm like, well, you know what? That's God actually growing you, molding you, forging you, helping you get better. Because look, what's happening in your world, I truly believe this. I think that the experience that we're having outside is reflected from how we're feeling inside of us.
Our thoughts. Yeah, our thoughts. And where do they come from? Between our ears, inside. And that's, you know, everything comes with a thought. You know, there's a great book called Think and Grow Rich.
Yeah.
You know, that talks all about that. Yeah, that's powerful. And, you know, there's so much to say about that. And I mean, I'll just leave it at this. One of my first wholesale deals in Colorado Springs, it was a house back in like 2015. I used to put God bless on all the postcards. I took that from Tom Kroll. And love the guy called and said, shout out to Tom Kroll.
Bam!
Bam! anyhow, the guy called and said, you know, I threw your postcard in the trash. And I just had to pull it out because it said, God bless. And now I'm calling you. I think I made $9,000 on that. I mean, it's just like, thank God, you know, and I guess what? I tithed on it too. You know, it's just whatever. It's all his money. But Jamil, thank you so much for jumping on here. Dude. You got so many obligations, you have family, business, mentoring, students, your community. Where can people find out more about you or just get in touch somehow or another?
Thank you, man. So the best place is my Instagram at JDAMJI. I put out, you know, just fun, entertaining content, but my YouTube channel is also a really good place to hang out with me. It's just youtube.com/JamilDamji. And shameless plug, you know, Brent did say that valuing property is one of the most important things, right? He was talking about valuing the land, and maybe you don't know how to value the land. Maybe that's something that you're struggling with. Coming March 20th, this show that I used to do on my YouTube channel, which I took away for whatever reason, called Straight Outta Compton, is coming back. And I'm coming back with a vengeance, baby. So it'll be twice a week now, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. and every Sunday at 4 p.m. PST, Straight Outta Compton on my YouTube. It's a totally free show. You don't have to pay anything to show up on YouTube. Bring your land, bring your homes, bring whatever it is to the show. I'll comp it for you and I'll teach you how I got to the number. I just want to give you that skill so that you can get out there and you could do better for yourself. And thank you, Brent, for the opportunity to share that today.
That's amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, Rhino Nation, I mean, Jamil, check out his channels. Like, he's got some funny stuff on there. You used to be a comedian, right?
Once a comedian, always a comedian. But
okay.
In a former life, I used to perform. And funny enough that you brought it up, because I just texted Bobby last week and said, can you find out where the open mics are in Phoenix? Because I'm gonna start again. So I was at a retreat and I was sitting at a table with people at lunch. You know, you meet new people at lunch every day at these retreats. And so I'm sitting with this group and a couple Europeans, and the one says, what are your hobbies? And I was like, I don't know if I have any hobbies. I don't think I have any hobbies. Like, I walk my dog. I do things, right? I like to meditate. I like working. I enjoy hanging out with my kid, but I don't need to have any hobbies. And so I realized that the last thing that I did in my life that lit me up, that just brought me so much joy, that I did for fun and not for money, not for anything, was when I used to just stand on a stage and tell jokes. And so, you know, I'm going to start doing that again. I'm, you know, out of just pure joy. So yeah, I don't know. Maybe you guys will catch me on a comedy show or watch me on my YouTube. But there, you know, I like to have fun. I like to laugh. So I hope that you guys do tune in.
That's what it's all about. Wow. Great episode, Jamil. Thanks for jumping on. Rhino Nation, I hope you took all the gold nuggets from this, and I want you to keep taking action. Go to, what was that again? What was that? I messed it up. I lost it. I took so many notes.
Oh, theastroblaster.com.
Yes, astroblaster.com.
And Brent, I'd love for you to check it out. I think, honestly, your community would really benefit from it because of the auto follow-up feature in it. It's just, yes. It's like for the guys in a 9-to-5 job that are just having a hard time doing it. The beautiful thing is the robots, they don't get frustrated. They don't get tired.
They don't care.
And they don't have any feelings. And so let's just let them do the busy work and you collect the check.
I need that.
Yeah.
I'm terrible at follow-up. Terrible at
it. It's hard.
My acquisition
manager. It's hard.
Yeah, it's painful. I don't like rejection. No one does.
Nobody
I don't
does.
Think.
Except the robots. They don't care. So, you know, but I'll, I think I've got your phone number still. Is that right? I must. But
I'll text you.
Yeah, text me and I'll send you, I'll get you set up on that today.
Sounds good. Thank you. Thank you so much, Jamil. Rhino Nation, I want you to keep taking action. I want you to go to wholesalinginc.com/land. Schedule that call today. Fill out that application. Change your life just like I did, just like Jamil did. Keep taking action. Let's get you on a call. Let's figure out what your real estate investing goals are and get you to that next level. Get you to the wins. Stack up those wins consistently. All right. Until next time, God bless.
That's all for this episode. Your next step to success is to continue the conversation over at wholesalinginc.com by joining the mailing list, as well as get your chance to book a strategy session to learn the systems and become part of the tribe and work personally with one of our amazing coaches. We'll see you next episode with more ways to make you a fortune in wholesaling.